Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, everybody's made their New Year's resolutions now. New Year's is in our rearview mirror, and you've made these resolutions, but how do you stick to them? It could be a long list, things you want to change, you want to make sure to better yourself in this way or that, but how do you stick to those things that you've decided you wanted to change for this new year? My guest today is Dr. Erica Kozel. She's the founder of Bounce to Resilience, designed to provide information and help people experiencing extreme stress and adversity, and she's here to help us with our resolutions. So, Dr. Kozel, what do you tell people when they're first thinking about making that resolutions list and then following through with it?
Well, the very first thing is to make sure that when you consider a resolution that you're considering it to be doable, right? Something that you can do in smaller chunks a little bit at a time rather than a really grandiose plan, because that's too overwhelming. And so if you have sort of smaller goals to get to ultimately the bigger goal, like maybe, you know, being healthier or losing weight, if you have smaller goals along the way and you're successful with them, it sort of, you know, sort of self-feeds and you are being reinforced by the positive progress. And so you can make it work that way.
Okay, that's good advice, because I think that we all need to do that, and we need to make those kind of smart goals, ones that are really attainable. I mean, obviously, me making my goal to win the Powerball is not necessarily an attainable goal. However, I can make a goal to say, well, I'm going to do better, try and make a little more money this year. So then how do we put these things into action?
Right. So if the goal is, okay, I want to be more financially stable, like you said, or a very popular one, of course, is to lose weight or to stop some sort of negative behavior, like maybe smoking. So if that's the overall goal, again, what kind of smaller pieces can you put in there? So for example, one of my bad habits is drinking way too much Dr. Pepper. And so rather than saying I want to lose 20 pounds, maybe I say, okay, for the first month, the month of January, I'm going to stop drinking Dr. Pepper. And once I finished that, again, okay, I did that. I can do that. That was not so bad. Now maybe the next month I start with a new goal of not eating out so much for lunch and bringing my lunch to work. And in the case of financial stability, again, what smaller things make sense based upon your behaviors? You know, so is it something like I need to stop going to Starbucks 5 days a week and maybe just go twice a week? Or is it, I want to set aside $20 a week and just put it in a fund and not even touch it? And again, if you can do those small things, they really aren't that small in the grand scheme of things, right? You can, by stopping to drink Dr. Pepper, you can lose 5 pounds pretty easily, because I've done that before.
And well, I mean, and things like soda, that is a good one. That is a good one. You should switch to wine anyway. It's way better than Dr. Pepper, but, you know, certainly not less expensive. But, okay, so you make little changes. It's got to be baby steps, because certainly otherwise it's really hard to make these big, dramatic, sweeping changes all at once. You can't say, I'm going to lose weight, make more money, quit smoking, and increase my exercise all in one day. And expect
right,
to make
exactly.
that happen. So I think that that's a really important thing. So what about making changes that might be a little harder? Everybody says losing weight, making a little more money, saving a little more money, slowing down on our drinking, whatever that is. But what about the changes that I'm going to be a nicer person? I'm going to be more patient with my loved one. I'm going to be more patient with my children. Or I'm going to get out and help people that need my help. How do you change those kind of personality things, or is that not really doable?
Oh, it's totally doable, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that is such a loftier, but obviously, ultimately, something that's going to make you feel so much better about yourself rather than just having lost the 10 pounds. And regardless of what kind of resolution we're talking about, a really interesting thing and something that I have learned over my course of time dealing with my late husband's illness and lots of other things that happened to us as a family is that gratitude has to be embedded in everything. And so whether it is the more kind of practical, so to speak, resolution of I want to lose weight, or is a more, you know, noble resolution, like I want to be a more patient person, in both cases, gratitude becomes really key. And it might sound kind of strange or maybe a little counterintuitive to say that, but if you start very consciously acknowledging the good things that are happening around you. And some days there'll be really huge, great things happening, and other days it might be really minor. You know, like this morning, my 7-year-old daughter, she had an easier time getting herself out the door. And I was very grateful for that because she's been having some trouble over the past week with just not wanting to get dressed, et cetera. That's kind of minor, the sun shining after days of rain. That's kind of minor. But again, if you are consciously looking for these things and being aware that there is good around you, it makes it a whole lot easier to then say, I can forego yelling at this person who is obviously incompetent behind the cash register and just, you know, sort of take a deep breath and be okay with it. Or I can, you know, step back and kind of let my kid have her meltdown rather than yelling at her. And, you know, in 5 minutes, we can try to redirect this. Because, again, you kind of have that broader global perspective of gratitude.
Gratitude does make such a difference, and I feel it in myself. I really do, Dr. Koza. When I'm feeling down, I'm feeling sorry for myself. Oh, poor me, you know. And then I look around and I say, God, I have so much more than so many people. And using that gratitude and saying, thank God, I've got my house and a bed and all these things that other people don't have. It does kind of put things into perspective for you. And
it's
so
true.
It does help. It does. It puts things into perspective, and it helps you to see that, you know, whatever it is you think of or that you're upset about, you can move on because there are people with a lot worse conditions. And then I feel like a big baby whiner when I'm, you know, having my own issues, and then I see things on TV and all these other things that go wrong. So give us a bit more of things that you think are so important that we can use to help make our resolution stick. We only have a couple minutes left.
Okay. Well, before I say that, though, I would like to say something that I think is important, and that everybody's problems are relative. So I sort of cringe when you were saying, oh, everybody has these bigger problems, because of course they're your problems. They're hitting you directly, and those are important regardless. So that's the first thing. And secondly, kind of related to that and addressing your question, is that I think we all need to be a little kinder to ourselves and cut ourselves a break. We're our own worst critics a lot of times. And so, you know, again, if we're trying to make a resolution stick and, you know, we, oh, shoot, I had that piece of chocolate and I knew I shouldn't. And then, well, now I'll just eat the whole box of chocolates because I've blown it, you know, rather than just saying, you know what, it's okay. It's really okay, and being a little bit nicer and easier on ourselves. I think that kindness to self is a good reminder that, again, it's okay to make mistakes and that you just want to try to bounce back from them and get your footing and try again. And everybody's going to have problems and everybody's going to have bad days, but if overall you can keep this global perspective, as I call it, and say it's not really about you know, today, but in the past week, I've done really well with my goal of trying to eat better. Or if I look at the whole month of January, gosh, I'm doing really well. And again, having that global perspective to remind yourself that you are on the right track, even though you might have had a few glitches here and there.
That's great advice. The global perspective, putting it into perspective, using gratitude, making small changes instead of really big ones, and the negative self-talk, cut it out. Maybe that should be a resolution in itself this year. And you can see more about Dr. Kozel at bouncetoresilience.com and her book, When Miracles Aren't Enough, The Lessons Tragedies Taught Me. So you can see more about her at bouncetoresilience.com. And we all need a little resilience in this new year. And we all need to stop negative self-talking and telling ourselves all these things and to use a little bit of gratitude. Thank goodness for what we all have. Because there are people out there that don't. So, something to think about in this new year. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.